price of Bitcoin stands at $40,000 and Ethereum at $2,800. Ukraine legalizes crypto by passing the virtual assets law. This law allows international and Ukrainian crypto exchanges to operate legally, also allows crypto companies to open bank accounts for smoother operations. This law will support the crypto industry in Ukraine. European Union regulators warn crypto investors not to invest in too-good-to-be-true crypto assets and not to fall for misleading advertisements on the web or social media, because crypto investments are highly risky and the investors might lose all their funds and the European Union would not be able to help or protect the investors. The Metaverse token SENS price goes up after HSBC Bank bought a plot of land in the virtual world and Paris Hilton began her partnership with the Sandbox with a special DJ set at this year's SXSW festival. Dominic Williams, the founder of Internet Computer Blockchain, proposes a way to end the Ukraine war quickly. The Russian government is portraying the war as help to Ukraine, which is not the case. And this is why most of the Russian citizens are in favor of the war versus being against it. Dominic plans to stop the war by convincing the Russian citizens that the war is a crime against humanity, and the Russian citizens must raise their voices against the government to stop the war. Ripple will give out 1 billion XRP tokens to developers who create projects based on their Ripple blockchain. 1 billion XRP tokens are worth $794 million in today's market, and they will be distributed over the next 10 to 20 years. Buyer of Peep the Frog NFT files $500,000 lawsuit after the creator releases identical NFT for free. That's all for today. See you in the next one.